WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Wrecker here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us downloaded from RockRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Apparently, this is my birthday bonanza special because, yes, today is my birthday, so we're pre-recording the show because I will be doing various birthday-related activities in the evening, so I cannot attend. But we wanted to do a show for you, so here it is. I'm joined, as always, by the other faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's a birthday bonanza!
Mm-hmm. I'm going to remember this on your birthday, just so you know.
Which is only in three weeks. Anyway.
I think we actually have to preview a pay-per-view for your birthday.
No, we have to review a pay-per-view on my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah. You can tweet the show, I Won't Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. Make sure you follow Scrap, twitch.tv/TheMaterialLive. When we are live, we will be next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, as always.
Yes, so, you know, we can't slack on our duties. We do have news, we have notes, we have NXT, we have SmackDown, all your favorites, and we're going to slip a little Fortnite in here, because next week is the start of Season 9, that's right, it's Week 10 of Season 8. There have been rumblings from the volcano, so we're going to kind of get into that a little bit and talk a little bit about that. Yep. But that's later in the show, not right now.
That will be our main topic of discussion this evening.
Yes, so right now we are going to jump right into the news, brought to our friends over at MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211, and we have to talk about the biggest news of the week, which was breaking last night because, well, it's official, guys. Dean Ambrose has been temporarily, at least, blame robbed, and Jon Moxley has returned. That's right. Mr. Moxley dropped a brand new, shiny, fancy, gritty, nasty promo on the wrestling universe, on Twitter no less, something he never does.
He hasn't been on Twitter in 6 years.
I think the last time he was on Twitter was right before he got called up by the Shield. And that was like the last time we ever saw him on Twitter.
I only have the Twitter because they made me. Well, it's a good thing they made you because you have a verified Twitter now.
Right? Well, he was actually very active on Twitter right up until he joined the Shield. Then once he was in the Shield, he just never did anything with it. I think because the character never tweets, right? But he's officially back to tweeting. He dropped a brand new promo. There's a lot of speculation surrounding this promo. In regards to certain elements that are in it, some people are saying that it's got the date of Flight of the Fallen in it.
Double or Nothing.
I will get their show straight, I promise. But basically, it's got the next AEW show date in it, which it's got a 2 and a 5 in it on the dice that are like projected in the background, but it's also got like a 1 and another number that can't be seen. And so it's like, it could be that, but
everyone's reading way too much into things.
I don't know what he's going to do. I feel like this is his foray to the wrestling world, basically going like, I'm available, come sign me, unless he already has a contract, which he very well could.
He could, because he officially was out of contract at 12 o'clock on Wednesday morning, so that's when he started posting. What's interesting is, some people believe that was the death of Dean Ambrose in WWE. He's coming back as Jon Moxley in WWE.
I don't think so.
No, but it still makes me wonder why they gave him such a grand send-off, and that he's now going to be a very wealthy man on the indie scene. It still boggles my mind.
I think they did it, one, to keep relations good with his wife, because his wife is still an active employee in the company, and that she's essentially the face of the future for the announced team and for the company as a whole, so they want to keep her happy. And two, he's earned it. I think at the time that they decided to do all this, he's probably like, yeah, I'm going to retire and I'm just going to go home and I'm going to chill or do whatever. And they were like, yeah, okay, all right, we'll give you a grand send off. And then, you know, obviously coming out of WWE, having the time off and being able to do stuff like this, he had other plans. And this is, I think, one of them. I don't think he's going to go straight into wrestling, but this is the teaser, if you will, to what we're going to see from him in the future. It could be as soon as Double or Nothing, or it could be as late as next year. We don't know when he's actually going to show back up on the indies, but we do know that he is going back to the indies if he wants to. And that's the other side of it, is he can work when he wants. He doesn't have to wrestle. He doesn't have to do anything that he doesn't want to do. I mean, he's very well off in terms of everything is concerned. He saved every penny he made in WWE. He and Renee don't live an extravagant lifestyle at all. So he can take and pick and choose what dates he really wants to do, which that's a nice position to be in.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's almost like he can do wrestling part-time and then he can go off and do whatever else he wants to do, which is, you know, hang out in Vegas and do other Mox type things that he does. I don't even know what he does, because hike in Vegas. I know he likes hiking. So it's stuff like that. But yeah, so he sort of lit the internet on fire with this, and everybody lost their minds. And it's a very cool promo. I'd love to know how it sort of came about, because it is professionally produced. It's not just him with a camera, you know, basically being like, I'm back, all crazy and crap. It's a professionally shot and produced promo. Mm-hmm. Which I think is fueling the speculation that it could be AEW. It could also be Impact Wrestling. Since Sami Callihan is an Impact, that could be a possibility.
You never know.
You never know. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of rumors flying right now about one Mr. Moxley. So, welcome back. You were missed. Let's see what you got, dude. Let's see what you got. And by the way, this is Seth Rollins approved.
He put out the fist. They're still fisting, even though they're no longer the Shield.
Seth has to virtually fist him because John came back to Twitter. It's going to take a while to get used to calling him John.
He's still Dean Ambrose for a while.
He's still Dean. Like, I'm sorry. I've called him Dean for 6 years. This is going to take me a minute. I'm going to try to adjust to the new name, but this is just, if I call him Dean, I don't mean any offense. It's just 6 years of it. 6 years. It's a habit at this point.
It may be easier to call him Moxley rather than John.
Even then, though, it's like just automatic. It's like, he's Dean.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like, I call you Rock.
Oh, I know.
I've called you Rock the entire time that I've known you.
This is true.
It's kind of the same thing. If you suddenly changed your name, you would be Rock for probably another six months before I got onto it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just that kind of thing. At least for me. I'm sure for other people too. But yeah, so congratulations to Mr. Moxley as he heads back to the Indies. Just a couple quick indie notes since we're on there. The GWN app is now known as Impact Plus.
Yeah, all you gotta do is sign in your account, reset the password, and you're good to go. If you had a subscription to the GWN app, that is how you get to continue on with Impact Plus. It's the same features. You get Impact, you get live specials every month, you get the archives going back to like 2004. You get everything you had on the GWN app. This is them getting rid of the global wrestling portion of the name, since that never went anywhere because that partnership failed. So they're now bringing back to Impact Plus. And it's on all devices, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, you name it. It's available.
The last facet is gone. Everybody, F's in chat, F's in general. It's gone. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We're good. In a UFC note, which I think has everybody screaming in the opposite direction, Brock Lesnar has officially retired from UFC again. And coincidentally, he's showing up June 7th in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, along with The Undertaker and Goldberg.
Goldberg is a surprising name.
Goldberg is a surprising name. I'm a little surprised at Taker, just because he has come out and said that like the Saudi Arabia trip last year was a little bit too much on him. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to turn down that money, especially since he got pulled from quite a number of events outside of WWE. Man needs to make a living.
It wasn't the Saudi Arabia trip that did him in. It was Saudi States. It was U.S. to Australia to the States to Saudi Arabia in a month and a half span. That's what did it.
He can't quite do that level of travel anymore.
Now, going back to Brock for a second, there is also talk that WrestleMania 36 will be his last WWE match as well.
We keep hearing that. It's a race at this point between Taker and Brock in terms of who's going to retire first.
It is, but I think that's sort of, that would be the fitting conclusion to finally put to rest. I think his body's starting to break down on him a little bit, and he just wants to be at home. Like, he's made enough money. Trust me, he's made enough money where he does not need to be on the road anymore, which is why he keeps the light schedule. It's probably why he turned down UFC, because he could have made a lot of money from there. It's just, I don't think he wants to put his body through it. He was officially tested a couple times this year from USADA, and yeah, it just, I think he's tired of putting his body through the physical pain that needs to go through, especially for UFC.
Yeah, and I mean, also, it's maybe he tried to go into camp and he couldn't cut it, and it's like, you know what? It's not worth it to him.
It's not worth the time probably being away from his family, getting training, and yeah, you understand it.
I mean, honestly, truthfully, he can go make easy money in WWE, and Vince will pay him pretty much whatever he wants. So, and he doesn't have to do nearly as much as what he has to do for UFC. So, there you go. So, going back to Impact really quick, because I missed this from before, Slammiversary 17 is announced for July 7th in Dallas. So, they're taking a shot across Dixie Carter's nose there.
That's a big wrestling week in Dallas. They're getting Raw on the 1st. They're getting a New Japan show on the 6th. And then on the 7th, they get Impact Slammiversary.
So, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from that, sticking with pay-per-views, WWE announces Stomping Grounds officially will be on June 23rd in Tacoma, Washington.
That's a brand new name for a pay-per-view, Stomping Grounds.
I kind of like it.
It's no Battlegrounds, it's Stomping Grounds.
Again, I'm not offended by this.
No, it's fine. It's a fine name.
It works. And, well, mysteriously, NXT TakeOver has been announced for June 1st. There is no name. There is no location. But by God, we have a date.
You can go to Triple H's social media on Monday afternoon for date and for location and ticket information. My gut tells me it's going to be at Full Sail.
Probably.
Or somewhere in the Florida area. That's my gut. What my gut is telling me. Because, as we've been mentioning the last few weeks, because of the Saudi Arabia show, a lot of things are being switched around and schedules are being changed, which is why they're Stomping Grounds on June 23rd and not Backlash, because, you know, let's not have a show called Backlash after a Saudi Arabia show that always features Backlash.
Yeah.
Someone thought ahead on this one.
Somebody raised their hand and went in the meeting and went, this is maybe not a good idea.
And because of that, they had to move TakeOver, which was going to be the day after on the 8th. because they didn't want it production-wise to do a pay-per-view and then a takeover. They like it in reverse. So now it'll be the week before, and there you go.
There you go. Alrighty. Speaking of NXT, this one's an interesting one. Killian Dane, former member of Sanity, is headed back to NXT. I think he needs to go back in the oven. They're going to sort of probably rebrand him, repackage him as a singles competitor, because we saw him in Sanity. He didn't get a lot of limelight. So now they're going to put him in the spotlight and do something with him so they can send him back to the main roster as a single star.
Yeah, and there's
that would be my guess. He could go into tag too.
He could go into tag too. But here, there's another NXT note that you don't know about yet.
I don't know about it.
Don't know about it because I just read it.
Is it a birthday surprise?
It's a birthday surprise.
Hey.
So we've been following on Tweet of the Week Xavier Woods, right?
Uh huh.
Where what's the one thing he's been wanting? He's wanted Tyler Breeze to SmackDown Live, right?
Are they sending Breezy to SmackDown Live?
No.
Oh.
He's headed to NXT.
Oh, that's sad.
No, that may be the best thing for him.
Oh, it's totally going to be the best thing for him. He was a god in NXT. Don't get me wrong. We can finally get Tyler Breeze back.
And he is a very interesting opponent that he'll be squaring off against when This one is a dream matchup for sure.
Wait, they're doing Breeze versus Dream? Dude! Holy crap, yes! All the yes! That is a definite birthday surprise. I'm here for this.
There's your spoiler, by the way, for NXT tapings, by the way, people. There you go.
But we have to get sassy model Tyler. We can't get fashion police Tyler. We need...
No. Oh, no.
Retro Tyler Breeze.
The phone's back.
Oh, the phone's back.
The phone is back.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait for this. This will be amazing. Alrighty. Blaine Brents?
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
This one's an unusual one. We normally don't get these ever, but it's worth a mention. NXT ref Tom Castro broke his leg officiating a match.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He made the final count, too.
He did. He finished the match. There's actually a picture of him going around with the broken leg sticking up in the air.
Okay.
Very clearly broken. And he's making the final count. Like, how did he break his leg in the match?
I don't know. But people on news sites, please don't use the picture as your header image.
Please stop circulating the picture.
Because it's like I'm scrolling through Twitter and I don't want to see the leg hanging. I don't need to see it.
He had to have surgery.
Yeah, probably.
To fix his leg. So best wishes, Tom. I hope you feel better very soon. You're a boss. Thank you. NXT UK star Eddie Dennis has a torn pec.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He'll be out 6 months.
God, Brent, slow down. Jesus. And last but certainly not least, Impact World Champion Brian Cage has a severe inflammation and bone bruise in his back.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That sounds exceedingly painful.
He was rushed to the hospital following his Impact World Championship win on Sunday night at Rebellion. And yeah, he's lucky nothing's broken. And there still could be a small little fracture in the back. They're not sure. They gotta wait for the inflammation to die down, and then they'll know for sure.
Yeah, but he's very, very, very lucky, so keep your fingers crossed for him.
Yeah.
So, alrighty, we think that does it for first segment. What do you think?
Yeah, that's all the news presented by MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211.
Alrighty, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking Fortnite, where we're going to sort of like give our predictions for Season 9. And we're going to talk about Mama Volcano and how Mama ain't happy right now. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes,
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park gets Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the
Messier.
Hell?
Messier.
Somebody hang this
guy. Fucking lynch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till I get to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a T. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Bourque.
Bjork?
Bjork?
I fucking think who?
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel.
Oh, God.
Wait. Pavel Bure. What? How did I spell?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
I will just sack it on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with WrestleTalk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brett, your friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us on RackRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And for downloading the show, because yes, this is still pre-taped. We're not live. It's still my birthday. I still have obligations. But we're here, and we're going to slip a little Fortnite in, because, like I said at the top of the show, season 9 is fast approaching, but so is season 10. And, well, so far there have not been a ton of hints from Epic in terms of what season 9 is going to be. The only hint we have is that Mama Volcano, if you're familiar with the game, at the beginning of the season, they dropped in a whole tropical jungle side of the map, jungle with a volcano and a pirate ship. And well, the volcano has been sitting there all majestic with her lava and everything, because yes, she's a girl. And I call her Mama Volcano. And recently they dug up, they disgraced for Soren's sacrilege on the grave of Kevin. How dare they? My God, epic. Dug up Kevin to reveal this gigantic metal monstrosity under the lake.
The vault.
The vault. As we've now come to find out, it is truly Loot Lake because the infamous Fortnite vault is under the lake, possibly brought to us by Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. And so these mysterious runes have popped up and they've gone around the map and they've triggered certain events. Well, we talked about the infamous party rune last week. Well, the first rune triggered Mama Volcano, where she started smoking. And as each rune has shown up and gone into the vault to unlock the vault, she has started smoking more and she's gotten angrier and angrier and angrier. And it sort of came to a head today.
Yeah.
Not really, but she had a little hissy fit.
There were a lot of issues with the hissy fit, too, which may result in it being reset again and starting over tomorrow. So when you're listening to this, the volcano will be once again active, most likely. And it's going to trigger an event at some point where the volcano is going to erupt. And it's going to do damage to the land we know as Fortnite. It is rumored to take out some landmark locations for certain people in the game.
Supposedly Retail and Tilted are on the list to get absolutely leveled, which is a little bit of a surprise. I could kind of understand Retail, but Tilted's a shock because they have so much branding wrapped up in Tilted that it's like, really? You're going to get rid of it?
And it's going to screw up a lot of people because that's their landing spot.
Yep, that's their land. Same with Retail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's like Lodge is going to survive, which is really supposedly going to survive. For all we know, Lonely Lodge and Hero could go away as well because it's all in that general vicinity.
Right, and they could transform them into something else for whatever Season 9 happens because usually the map changes. And I don't know if there's going to be as drastic of a change this upcoming season. Based on whatever.
I don't know. They're going to purge the map of two locations. That's pretty drastic.
But I'm saying they're not adding a new point, you know, another, like, biodome of it. Like, where.
Are we sure?
I don't think so.
Are we sure?
I am 60% positive.
Because supposedly the snow is going away, too.
Yeah, but they're not adding something brand new, and I think that may come afterwards, is the best way to put it. And it's only half of Retail that's going away. Like, the houses are going to stay, I think. But only the retail section of it will go away. So after all that hard work, the Pizza Pit and the Duraburger getting rebuilt, they may be destroyed again. They're going to have to find a new location.
Well, but if the frozen lake melts, then they could just go back to Greasy.
They could.
Because, again, we don't know how much of Greasy has survived. Like, that's the thing. They could take Retail and Tilt it off the map, and they could put Greasy back.
They could, or something brand new. We don't know. With Epic, you never know. Like,
you don't. That's the whole thing. You just don't know.
Because, here, we thought, okay, this is something with the military, that's this vault thing, and it's going to trigger just the volcano. But now we come to learn that it's going to do something even more. It's going to bring back something from the past. And I'm not talking about Anarchy Acres. It's going to bring back, or for Brent, the prison. It's not bringing back the prison.
Bring back Moisty Mire!
I would love it if they did, but they're not doing that. It is going to bring back a weapon that is vaulted. So it is the vault where all the weapons from the past go. It's where the boombox is, it's where the rockets are, it's where these six items. The Grappler, even though that's in Team Rumble. The Bouncer. The Infinity Blade.
Which is an interesting choice.
The TAC SMG, which I wouldn't mind coming back because that was a really good gun. The Drum Gun.
Bring back the Drum Gun.
And then the Plane, or the Storm Wing. Kind of got to go with the branding. The Storm Wing. Could be brought back during this volcano event that will be occurring in the next few days, where in-game you'll be able to vote for what you would like to see return in Season 9.
Go for the Drum Gun.
Give me either the TAC SMG or the Drum Gun. I'll be cool.
I mean, obviously any weapon that comes back in is going to be severely nerfed. it's not going to be what it was. I think we all know that. Because if you played the game while the drum gun was in the game, it was a ridiculous gun. It had range. You didn't really have to aim. You could just sort of like press down the fire key. And you could just take people out left, right, and center. Just like mow them down. I mean, it was a ridiculously good gun. Plus, it covered both assault and SMG eliminations. Like, you could twofer that shit. No problem. So it was a ridiculous gun. It should come back because it was that ridiculous, but obviously if it does come back, it's not going to be the same. Same with the TAC SMG. It won't be the same, but it's still a really good gun.
Mm-hmm.
The balance arm kind of hit or miss on. I know a lot of the pros would love to have it just in terms of movement because it's still in playground and it's in creative. It's kind of like, well, but I can go mess with bouncers anytime I want. I don't necessarily need them in game. Same with the grapplers. Really, same with the storm wings. I mean, it's like I miss planes, but I don't miss planes because they've opened up enough of the vents that it's really not that bad.
No, and if they keep adding more vents throughout the map, it'll make it easier to get around.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I'm liking the vents because it's easy to get around with.
I just hope they keep them for Season 9 because I just have a funny feeling they're going away. Just like the ballers. I hope they keep the ballers.
Yeah, I hope they keep the ballers too. But I don't think they will.
Not for long, but they're a great mobility item. Whoever came up with those is a freaking genius.
If they keep the ballers, they're going to be nerfed.
I don't know how you could nerf them though.
It's what they want to do. The more damage and stuff like that, they'll be able to nerf them.
They're fine.
Yeah, I know, but we're not competitive pros, so, you know.
Thank God. We have to whine all the time.
I know, right? Who on the internet would whine about something?
This is why we're wrestling fans, and we have a podcast so we can whine about everything. No, wait. But I mean, in terms of what Season 9 is going to be, it's really kind of intriguing because in the past couple seasons, especially in terms of what they do in the Battle Pass, they hide little hints in terms of what the next season is going to target. Like last season, the infamous Season 7, we saw, especially at the end of the Battle Pass, pirate, water type of elements that kind of led us to believe that, oh, they're going to flood the map, or oh, there's going to be some kind of nautical theme to it. When the ice came in, you know, there's a submarine perched there. There's other little hints and clues as what it's could be for the next season. With 9, we're not really seeing any of that. The only hint that we've really gotten from the Battle Pass is the angry volcano, which is a very clear sign that at some point the volcano is going to erupt. But what's going to be left, we don't know.
Right, and we don't know if the volcano erupting is going to happen this season, or it's going to be the trailer for the new season. And that's what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the new trailer will be.
The volcano.
And yes, yeah, is the volcano erupting and how it affects the new world. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do an in-game event just because the...
Well, there is one in-game event, but for the volcano, it wouldn't be.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. For the volcano, it's not going to be an in-game event just because the logistics behind that, and I'm not saying they couldn't do it, but just the amount of planning and logistics behind that would be insane.
Then again, they may, and we'll be blown out of the water with it.
Probably. I mean, if anybody can pull it off, it's Epic Games.
Who are now partnering with Rocket League, by the way.
Ooh!
They'll be coming to the Epic Store in the near future. By the way, use credit code ROCKETSUCK at the Fortnite item shop or in any Epic Game Store purchase. Dang.
Such a slut.
Yep.
You're such a slut.
Yep. Damn right.
All right, well, speaking of sluts, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week. We'll be talking SmackDown and a little NXT, and I know you're thinking, well, what does any of that have to do with sluts? And all I'm going to say is Bray Wyatt. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code? Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you downloaded this from rackradioshow.com or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for doing so. We greatly appreciate it. You have no idea. And yes, this is pre-tape because if for some reason you're just accidentally fast-forwarded, I don't know, it is my birthday bonanza. I have obligations, so, you know, I have to let everybody know it's my birthday at least 6 times on this show, but yeah. So, not going to delay any further because Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right. Alrighty, so Courage JD tweets out, Game of Thrones is going to be an emotional roller coaster tonight. Stay strong, everybody. He's referring to the Battle of Winterfell. And, well, we'll get Brent to talk about it if we do Fortnite with friends on Thursday. Because, yeah, he'll probably need to get Gad about it. Dr. Lupo responds, never heard of it. Courage replies back, I will defeat you in hand-to-hand combat. Classify, if you're reading this, I love you. Dr. Lupo responds, prove it. And Classify sent out a tweet that my phone will not let me see because I refuse to change my settings because privacy reasons, I don't know. So Dr. Lupo responds with, dude, you didn't have to do that. Couple nudes would have worked. Classify responds with check DMs and Lupo sends triple eggplant. So there you go. Dr. Lupo being a slut on Twitter. I swear that man has more boyfriends than he knows what to do with.
Yeah.
Like, the entire gaming community is in love with Dr. Lupo.
By the way, thank you, Dr. Lupo, for blowing up my Twitter.
Yes! Yes, we need to talk about that real quick. Yes, so Rock did a thing in Photoshop. So all of you giving him crap about the Y-axis stuff, he did it in 5 seconds. Just calm your tit. Dr. Lupo saw it while he was doing his stream the other day and retweeted it, talked about it on stream. You got, what, Lupo put it out, Courage put it out.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, there's 960-something likes, there's 60-something retweets.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. So
I'm very proud of him. Yeah.
Anyway, what happened was Classify gifted 5 subs to the Dr. Lupo channel. That's the that's the sensitive material you could not see on your phone.
I hate Twitter sometimes.
It's a picture of him gifting subs. That's the sensitive material. Anyway, continue.
That's all I got.
Okay, speaking of Dr. Lupo, I just sang Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious D to Mrs. Dr. Lupo in front of every content creator that came to the summit at St. Jude. And he did. There's a video of it on her Twitter.
And there's such couples goals. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Disrespect, I need 25 points to qualify for tomorrow. Tim the Tap Man, so if you don't qualify, does that mean I insta-win? Dr. Disrespect, yeah, it's going to be like going, it's like going into a belly flop contest with Ninja.
Oh.
Newsflash, Dr. Disrespect didn't qualify.
So aww.
He didn't even make it to Saturday.
Aww.
He was 25 points short.
That sucks.
Let's see. Keep it 5-star. The highlight of Raw was Alexa Bliss's feet, and I mean this in the least fetishy way possible.
Is that a thing?
Foot fetishes?
Oh, no, foot fetishes are a thing, but, you know, can you mean something in the least fetishy way possible? I mean,
you could. Mick Foley. A random shout-out to Jim Cornette, a great friend for 30 years, his guidance and support in the late 80s. /early 90s was very much needed and appreciated. Jim Cornette, thanks, Mick. You more than returned the favors over the years. Your three faces were easier to work with than anyone else's. Lance Storm, you missed a chance at a great joke, Jimmy. Mick's three faces were much easier to deal with than all the guys who had two. Damn. Just like, damn.
Lance Storm just burned the entire wrestling community.
And then Jim Cornette went, boom goes the dynamite. All right, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, God.
I love you, stockholders, and I love all of you. Hashtag Firefly Funhouse. Hashtag I miss Roman. Hashtag kayfabe. Hashtag NFL draft. Hashtag baby shower. Hashtag process over outcome. Hashtag Abby the Witch. Hashtag maestro. Hashtag Indiana. Hashtag pecs. Hashtag merch. Hashtag Jason Baker. That's a lot of hashtags.
That is a lot of hashtags. Somebody went a little hashtag crazy there.
Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt, a couple years ago, Randy Orton did some pretty bad stuff to me. He destroyed my temple, uncrowned me as the champion of the world, and caused my brother to abandon me and betray my trust. Worst of all, he didn't say he was sorry. But I forgive you, Randy Bobanders.
Randy Bobanders.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dave Holstein, we need to talk, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, I love talking. What's your favorite color? Purple is the color of kings. What's yours? Bray tweeted, because everything comes back. We just got your back. As long as Jim can. Let's see. Here we go.
He said his favorite color is red.
Yeah, it's in that one. Also, need a cage match versus Jeff Pickles. So then it comes with, we got your back. As long as Jim Carrey's not involved, he intimidates me. Also, red. Just red. David Holstein. It's cool. He intimidates me too. Bray Wyatt. I could show you some pointers on my new super neato critically acclaimed mega show, The Firefly Funhouse. Can you operate a chainsaw? I know many saws. I can learn chain. Bray Wyatt, splendid! I'll have my super attractive assistant JoJo send you an invite. Dave Holstein, I'm legit excited. We'll teach you to puppet a talking loaf of French bread. Is all I can offer. For what? That's good enough for me. Looking forward to meeting you, friend. Likewise, kind sir.
This is gonna kill my soul.
I love how awesome he is on Twitter, just going all out on it.
This is going to hurt my soul so hard.
I love how they sort of taking a shot at Jim Carrey and all this too, by the way. Because, well, Sonic.
Yeah, okay, so we need to talk about that.
Hold on,
after you get done with tweets, because yeah, that's a thing.
I got two tweets left. Randy Orton, you had WWE spend $2 million on a photo projected bugs with what you expected me to do at Trailer Park Boys. Bo effing Bandy over and out. Hashtag House of Horrors. By the way, we did our best, ran Bodingo Man.
I just like how that's Randy's response. Okay, look. I tried, alright? And if the bugs cost $2 million, WWE has bigger issues than we ever thought.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
Alright, so one thing that we didn't talk about at the top of the show, because it doesn't really fit anywhere, is the new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer that came out. And I promise we'll get to SmackDown and NXT and all that stuff after this, but we do have to talk about this, because it's not good. I'm sorry. It's not. I hate to be one of those people that bashes the crap out of something just based on the trailer, but what the hell did they do? Like, what? Have they learned by now that, like, cartoon video game characters coming into the real world is not a concept that necessarily works? I think the only one that it actually succeeded was Enchanted, and that was, like, it.
So I'm going to continue Tweet a Week here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lupo, if anyone figures out how to punch a movie in the face, let me know before this dumpster fire Sonic film comes out.
Yeah. And it's just like, you watch the trailer and you sit there and like the strains of Gangster's Paradise start playing. Out of every song you could have picked for this movie, you pick Gangster's Paradise. I feel so bad for Coolio right now. They've done him so wrong with this. It's not funny. And yeah, I mean, it's like, there is nothing about Sonic the Hedgehog that's gangster. There's nothing about it that's even, like, remotely even bad. And then on top of all of that, you've got I don't even know how they animated him. I don't know who did the design. But it's like, Sonic the Hedgehog is an animated character. Should be very easy to model for 3D animation, right? You could literally just bring him in as he looks, with the face and everything, and the proportions and everything, and it would be completely fine, because he's a goddamn animated blue hedgehog, right? Like, logic has already gone out the window the second you bring that into the equation. Instead, they took a small child, they dressed him up in a little suit, and they made him run around set, and then they animated based off that, so he has these abnormally long legs, odd human-type proportions, human teeth, and a hedgehog, and then these little, like, eyes. Like, it's like Sonic was at least cute in the cartoons. He's terrifying in this.
Dr. Lupo. Someone asked, I think you just liked the trailer on YouTube. It's awful. It made me want to harm a CGI character. First time. Also, someone asked about the Pikachu movie in comparison, right? Looks pretty good. Pikachu doesn't look like a 7-year-old who shit in his pajamas, so it already has that up on Sonic.
Pikachu, they basically took the character and they modeled it for 3D, and they made sure they kept, like, all the qualities that make Pikachu Pikachu, including that he's just an adorable yellow little rodent that runs around and shoots electricity out of him. Like, they didn't overcomplicate this. For Sonic, it's like, what did you do? Like, what did you do to him? Why did you do this to him, where it's like he looks like it? Like, I saw a side-by-side today where somebody took, or today or yesterday or whenever, where somebody took the same frame from the trailer, right? Still shot from the trailer, and mocked one up to look like the original Sonic versus the created Sonic. And it's just like, it's night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to even have a semblance of the original character design would be really, really good, because it's like, okay, that makes a little bit more sense than what they've done. But oh, yeah. It just, there's a lot of bad decisions going on in this. Plus Jim Carrey is Dr. Robotnik, which I'm not 100% sure how I feel about this.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, meets Dr. Robotnik.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with it because it is Ace Ventura, Riddler-esque Jim Carrey, so it's like he's back to being sort of zany, but at the same time, it's like Robotnik really isn't zany.
Well,
he's just the bad guy who wants to do bad things. I mean, I don't know. Like, but when I saw Jim Carrey, especially walking out to, again, Gangster's Paradise, you're just like, oh my god, there's something really wrong with this, and I can't unsee this right now. And then there's poor James Marsden, because, you know, he apparently did not learn from Hop. And, like, he, like, redeemed his career with Westworld. And now he does this. Can I talk to somebody about this, please? Is there a manager I can talk to? No. But yeah, this has received so much negative press. So much. I feel so bad for everybody who worked on this, because you know that they were all probably super proud of it, and then it like hits the internet and people just like crab all over it. But at the same time, it's like, dude, this is not okay. You can't release it like this. You can't. Can you like go back and fix it?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. I know. But yeah, so if you get a chance to see it, check it out. If you like it, that's great. That's totally fine. I'm not judging you in the least. I'm kind of one of those people it's like, I feel like the character design is kind of important. And, you know, it should be kept in some fashion, especially seeing as the Pokemon movie is very clearly keeping all the Pokemon looking more or less like they do in the show and in the games and everything else. And they are sticking very, very close to that original design with like tweaks here and there to make it work for a 3D environment. Whereas Sonic is just like, oh, hey, look, this is what he looks like. We're going to chuck that out the window. I mean, we'll keep the blue and the white and the red sneakers, but everything else, we're going to just change it. Like, I almost feel like they tried to make Sonic like oddly sexy in some way and it just didn't work. Tell me I'm wrong.
Why are you trying to make it's Sonic, Hollywood? Sonic sexy?
I don't know, but that's what it feels like they tried to do. They're like, okay, well, this isn't going to be a kid's movie. This is going to be for adults. So, you know, we need to make Sonic sexy. Like, I feel like that was an actual discussion that was had about this movie. Because they made his legs longer. He has abs, for the love of crap. Abs, straight up, like, six-pack, and pecs. I'm not kidding. Sonic the Hedgehog, I know, used to run around and, like, eat chili dogs and gather gold rings and punch Robotnik in the face. Like, he didn't have time to work out. Because all the running burned calories for him.
Yeah, that's sort of a thing. And what's really, really interesting? So you say they're trying to make Sonic sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Robotnik's in this movie. I did a search on my computer, and like Power Glove does like these like really heavy rock heavy type songs based around like Mortal Kombat and video games and stuff like that. They have something called So Sexy Robotnik. That's the song.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. I mean, the good part of this is in the trailer, and I'm not sure where it falls in the movie, you see Jim Carrey in the original Robotnik look,
yeah,
where he's got the bald head and the crazy mustache and the glasses and everything. So it could be that
you build to it.
You either build to it or Robotnik follows Sonic to this world. One or the other, but I feel like it's the second one where Robotnik ends up in Sonic's world, and that's how it ends, is like I almost feel like this is the precursor to the actual video game, and that this is like Sonic running around, ending up on foreign planets, saving them from guys like Dr. Robotnik, and Robotnik ends up following Sonic in the end to try and catch him and stop him, and ends up corrupting Sonic's world. And that's where the video game sort of like picks up, is there. Like, this almost feels like it's an origin story in a way, but not.
Maybe.
This is me trying to justify it right now.
I don't think we need to justify it.
That's all I got. All right.
Smackdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So the show opened with Michael Cole interviewing Kofi Kingston. First question is, why is Cole on SmackDown? But hey, he's there to do the interview. And we look back at the last few months for Kofi Kingston, including him in the chamber and building up to the WrestleMania and finally winning at WrestleMania. And then what happened last week with Xavier Woods and Kofi being attacked by Kevin Owens. Basically, it leads to Kofi Kingston challenging Kevin Owens to a match at Money in the Bank for the WWE Championship. And Kevin Owens came out, accepted, and said, Kofi got his moment, but, you know, moments are fleeting, and, well, maybe the crowd doesn't actually believe that Kofi is championship material, because Kofi doesn't even actually believe it himself. Xavier Woods would jump Kevin Owens, they would fight, but Woods ended up eating a super kick as Owens bailed.
Yep.
I don't know if we needed the whole complete 5 or 8 weeks build up of Kofi recap. I don't know. It just felt like a little much.
I feel like they're trying to reignite Kofi Mania a little bit, because Kofi, it has faded. And now that Kofi has achieved the ultimate and he's got the title, it's people, I feel like, are not responding the way that they want them to respond. And so they're trying to remind people that, hey, you were all behind Kofi and you were cheering for him and you were happy for him and he did this really amazing thing and you guys were all behind it and now you're not. So I feel like that's what they're trying to do by retelling everybody that, is they're reminding us, dude, cheer for him, buy his merch, to, you know, support him.
You mean they're not overly excited about a mid-carder holding the championship? I like them as champion, but I can see why the stock would fade really quick.
Well,
because you're taking a tag team guy and putting him into a main event scene. It just...
But to be fair, he doesn't have anybody to play off of right now. Like, they're giving him that in Kevin Owens. Kofi needs a really, really strong opposition to go against. That's how he works, because he's sort of taking that underdog role and he's now running with it. And you had that with Daniel Bryan, where Daniel Bryan has lost his way. He's corrupt. He doesn't see it. And so he sees Kofi as a threat. He's holding Kofi down because he can. Because it's like, well, you don't deserve the championship. You're a mid-card guy. You're this, you're that. You're a B-plus player. He's essentially become what he hates. And so you have Kofi replacing Daniel Bryan in that story, and Daniel Bryan replacing Triple H from a few years ago where Bryan won the title. And now it's Kofi's turn. And Bryan had a problem after he won the title too, where it was like, he achieved this, and now it's, okay, now what? Where does he go? What do we do with him?
They gave him Kane, and then Bryan got hurt a month later.
Yeah. So it's kind of along the same lines. They're trying to figure it out with Kofi, and they're also treading lightly because Roman's on that show. And you don't want to go right to Kofi versus Roman. You don't want to do that. So they're going to do Kofi and Kevin for the time being, which is fine. Kevin's a really good, strong heel. Kofi can play off of him, and he'll get the people back behind him.
Yep. Bayley and Becky had a match. It was good. Becky won. Like the finish, Becky got the knees up after on the elbow drop and locked into the armor. Afterwards, Charlotte attacked Becky with a big boot and then sent Bayley into the ring post, and the queen stood tall. I like the match.
I'm missing Becky and Bayley fight. It's been so long since I've seen them fight.
It's been a long time. It's good though. We had another Aleister Black promo. It was weird.
Now I figured out what's going on with Bray. Aleister got the hidey hole.
He got the hidey hole. But it was also a weird hidey hole because it was so dark. Like, whatever light they had on it was sort of messing with the background a little bit. And it was like, it was just weird.
Anyway, yeah, there was something going on.
Something going on. Can't really explain it. He told his opponents, look into his eyes and you see the abyss that shows them something they haven't seen. Something about themselves they don't want to see. And that's, they fade to black. Jeff Hardy was in the ring with Matt Hardy. Kayla asked him what's up with the injury. They show a video package of Lars Sullivan destroying people, including the Hardy Boys. And Jeff said it's because of Lars Sullivan. He's unable to walk and has to have surgery. He's out 6 to 9 months. He also said he would be out, as he said he would be out for an extended period of time, which is what I just mentioned. And they're giving up the tag team titles, but they'll be back better than ever. Lars Sullivan came out, attacked Matt Hardy, was about to attack Jeff, but R-Truth came in from behind with a chair, didn't faze him. He got destroyed, and there was that. So
it's unfortunate about Jeff, but it was good stuff all the way around.
Yeah, it was fine. It's getting Lars Sullivan over. It's doing its job, but there are no tag teams on SmackDown.
Well, they'll fix that.
There are 4 tag teams. Can you name them?
Including the Hardys?
Without the Hardys.
Wait, there's four without the Hardys?
There's four without the Hardys.
Okay, well, New Day is one.
Mm-hmm. And they're not healthy at the moment.
They're not healthy. Well, I mean, they are in...
But Kofi's a singles guy, so like they're not a tag team right now.
But they could be.
Because Big E's out. They're not a tag team.
Okay.
You got Heavy Machinery. Actually, New Day...
B-Team. You've got the B-Team.
Yeah. Okay, don't count the New Day because they're injured. So there's four teams without the New Day. So you got the B-Team, you got Heavy Machinery, the Colognes, and Shinsuke and Rusev as the other team. That's your tag team division.
I mean, in a pinch, you could do...
Who?
You could do Jinder and the Singh Brothers.
You could. You could reunite the Bludgeons.
You could. I mean, Eric Rowan may not have anything to do here soon, so...
And Luke clearly has nothing to do, so... You never know.
Luke just got a contract extension, unfortunately, so... You could reunite the Bludgeons. You absolutely could.
We had the announcement of the SmackDown Men's Money in the Bank competitors. It's Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton.
Okay.
Well, later in the night, it was Ali and Finn versus Orton and Andrade. Shocker. Ali and Finn win. That wasn't the shocker. That it just turned into a tag match. And then Orton hit Finn Balor with an RKO, and then Ali superkicked Gordon out of the ring.
Out of general curiosity, was the RKO out of nowhere?
It always is. You know this.
I know, but oh my gosh, out of nowhere. Wow.
Wow. Asuka and Kairi Sane meet a couple of local indie workers who, 3 weeks ago, Paige mocked the Iconics for doing the same thing. Now her team's just... Iconics were good on commentary, that's all I'm going to say about that one. So there you go. Sonya and Mandy were in the backstage area. They were chit-chatting, they were talking. And Mandy said that they were going to be in Money in the Bank. Well, only one of them. And they both said, oh, you should be in it. And then, no, you should be in it. And they went back and forth for a minute. And Sonya's like, I see your plan of doing that. You say this, and then I say it back. Just go on. Go ahead. You almost won the title earlier this year. You finish the job. So Mandy Rose is in Money in the Bank. So is Bayley at this point.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
We'll get the other two here in a second. Roman Reigns came out to the ring. He said you only get one shot at making the first impression, so he figured he'd do that on his first night by knocking out Vince McMahon. Roman said that wasn't the plan. It could have been anyone, but he wanted to get a message across that he was the big dog. And this is his year now. Shane McMahon came out, got his little introduction. He said everyone knows he's the best in the world, so he won't go into detail. He then reminded Roman that it might be his yard, but McMahon family owned all the land. Roman said when Vince was in his yard, Roman was on his feet and Vince was laying on his back. Shane said everyone is aware that they attacked the national treasure of Vince McMahon, but reminded him that it was that he was laying on his back last week. Roman said he had Elias's help and asked Shane if he could come down there and do it without him. Shane said he was busy and had to get on a jet to go talk to the Coach Harbaugh in Michigan, you know, because they were in Ohio State. He said there were others on SmackDown looking to prove themselves, and he brought out the B-Team. He said they would be facing Roman in a handicap match. And Roman asked if he wanted a blindfold or tie his arm behind his back. He said, you're on the right track, but there's a special guest referee enforcer, Elias. So it was the B-Team versus Roman Reigns.
Hey. Very good to see Bo Dallas is okay. And Bray Wyatt did not suck out his soul, because I did have concerns there for a minute that that's actually what happened. So that's quality. Bo's beard and hair is getting a little out of hand. Somebody please hold that child down and trim him. Please, grooming is important. Like, there was a point where Bo Dallas was always perfectly groomed. Can we get back to that, please? Pretty please? Sugar on top? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Roman won, by the way. Shocker.
As if, you know, anybody is surprised by that.
Ember Moon will be in Money in the Bank.
Huzzah.
And so will Carmella.
Okay. All right. You got Miss Money in the Bank, the inaugural Miss Money in the Bank. So, you know.
There you go. So those are the four of the SmackDown women. It was time for the Kevin Owens show. There were no signs, no desks, no banners. He said it was something for New Day, but he doesn't need it because he is the show. Owens said he wanted to finish his point from earlier. He said what he meant when he said Kofi wasn't championship material. He said he had to relieve him of his burden. He was going to relieve him of his moment of burden at Money in the Bank. He said he was positive he would take the WWE championship from him. Owens said he's been hearing from everyone about Kofi Kingston for months, so he wanted to invite Xavier Woods onto the show. He called out Xavier from the back, but he didn't show up. pulled out an action figure of Xavier Woods and then one of Big E as well, and he started talking to the action figures. He started interviewing the action figures. And then Kofi appeared on the stage. They had a pull-apart brawl for a little bit as Owens ran away. Kofi climbed the ring, stood on top rope, and closed the show. So they were brawling over an announce table. Owens raked the eyes and ran away, and Kofi stood tall. It was fine.
It was good.
They're building. They're trying to build it. They're trying to get to build the heat for it.
Give it a chance.
We are. We're giving it a chance. Like, we give everything a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Even a Firefly Funhouse. We give it a chance.
I'm giving it a chance, but goddamn, this is going to be a long haul.
NXT?
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Something we forgot to mention a couple weeks ago. There's new music for NXT. It's like a heavy rock theme now. It's not bad.
It's kind of a heavy rock theme before, though.
Yeah, it's a different type of though. It's not bad.
Hunter's Metal is showing again.
Mm-hmm. Odie Lorcan, Danny Burch, and Humberto took on the Forgotten Sons in 6-man tag team matchup. It was a fine little matchup with the Forgotten Sons getting the win. Kathy Kelly interviewed Shayna Baszler and Marina and Jessamyn Duke. Kathy Kelly asked Baszler she feels remorse for what happened. Or was she just mad that Io Shirai has a pinfall victory over Shayna? Shayna just slapped the microphone and walked away. It was fine.
It was good.
It was fine. There was some stuff at the Performance Center with Bianca Belair and Mia Yim going head-to-head, and they had to be calmed down. They started trash-talking, so we're setting up Mia Yim versus Bianca Belair next week. Should be fine.
Works for me.
Dominik Dijakovic took on Mansur, with Dominik Dijakovic getting the win. Solid match. Velveteen Dream came out on his sex couch. He had the Statue of Liberty theme playing, and he did his own version of the Star Spangled Banner, which is good. The Dream is really good.
It makes me really happy what they're doing with him. I just hope they keep going and they don't just take a wrong turn somewhere. But yeah, him coming out on that sex couch, which I don't even want to know, you know, what's happened on that thing. Yeah, that's quality.
Mm-hmm. We had Undisputed Era promo. Cole talked about Gargano being the luckiest man in NXT. Strong and Fish talked about how Cole's going to beat Matt Riddle. Adam Cole accidentally dropped the line about Roderick Strong dropping the ball. And, well, Roderick Strong was not happy. And he's like, you can't take a joke. And they're like, maybe your joke was at the wrong time. So there's tension there. There's tension.
So much tension. So much drama. I love it.
Then your main event, Cassius Ohno versus Kushida, was a really cool entrance. Solid matchup. Kushida getting the win over Cassius Ohno.
He's fun.
It's going to be fun. Solid episode of NXT.
Very solid. I mean, we're coming out of a takeover, so we're just starting to build for the next one. But yeah,
which still doesn't have a date. It has a date, but it doesn't have a location yet.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Mm-hmm. We're getting there. The next few weeks should be good because there'll be a clear direction. I think that's it for the birthday bonanza.
I think that is. Where's my Bray Wyatt interview? It's my birthday.
You have to do it in the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, God. Take her then?
Only
your VCL available.
We don't have that kind of money.
Well, we did at one point, but then I renovated my house.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll do it for the rack right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's another edition of Super Radio, SuperLive.com, GreaterTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Riz Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, Swirl Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the rack extra reviews. Ms. and Mrs. Episode 11 now available. Episode 12 will be available on Tuesday. Stay tuned for additional rack extras as we have a book review coming out for the Al Snow book that should be available at some point next week as well. So you're going to get a lot of content from us here in the next few weeks like we normally do. And then some. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. Then you go to the website, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Click on that purple rectangular button and subscribe to the channel. You can do it without Amazon Prime, but it's free with Amazon Prime. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, and use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. If you quick second check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And well, you know, come back tonight if it's Thursday, or well, check out the past broadcasts if it's after Thursday, because I think we're doing Fortnite with friends later. I don't know. I'm not sure. So just stay tuned to the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that stuff, and we'll keep you posted on that kind of thing. But until then, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and this has been The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be back live next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.